Pytanie, to nie jest tak bardzo, ja wspomnę, jaki miałam kontakt, że nie mam wielkie zadowolstwo i dać u swojego ojca teraz służyć.
Nie. Many years ago, I thought that a devotee in his spiritual life requires practical instructions how to go deeper in his or her Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Perceiving this need, many of my God brothers found it very good to have more intimate meetings. I called them disciple meetings. All my God brothers do such meetings. I watched a little bit how do these meetings go. Do they serve the purpose of this personal inspiration? Do they serve the need of personal instruction? And I would say, from my observation, partly, not completely. Yes, but this partly is already something. And then I observed also that devotees wanted to come and see how I would instruct and guide devotees. And at the first first years, we always had a guard at the door. Are you a disciple? Okay, we don't know you, please. It was almost like I felt like a discotheque, you know, where only special people, not special, certain people who have, I don't know, they have a club card can enter. Yeah. I feel it felt it so childish, it's so sectarian. Yes. I acknowledge that what to do when a husband of a disciple wants to come, can he not come? Yes. There is a child. Or there is a devotee who has made the wise decision to not make up his or her mind of who will be the guru, but in his life, but who waits for Krishna's inspiration.
Ili ako je pitanje neki bhakta koji je napravio mudru odluku da se odmah ne odluči koje je njegovo, nije tokom naučite, nego čeka da dobije inspiraciju od Krišne.
But at the same time he wants to know how do these instructions go on? What does so and so sannyasi tell to his disciples?
Želite zna šta taj sannyasi govori svojim učenicima.
Yes, I'm not a disciple, this is interesting for me. I feel it can help me also. So this is a little bit it's an extended disciple meeting, if you so wish. Yes, and therefore I want to wholeheartedly greet all the devotees who are in that extended category.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will start now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatyade Satadine. Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Just before we start, I wanted to say something about this gesture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It says in one book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that the devotee raises his arms in a gesture of begging for mercy to the Lord and chants his chants the names. And in one Kirtan book it is said that the devotees do raise their arms while chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada instructed this to do in the kirtan, to dance and raise your arms. He would teach us like this. You do like this, he said. Why do we do like this? Is it like Muhammad Ali, the prize boxer? No, it's a gesture of pleading for mercy. When a child wishes to have the attention of his parents, it will go like this. Gaurahari, not Gaurahari. Nanda Dudal knows whose son is Gaurahari. Not this Gaurahari, another Gaurahari. Yeah. And then the father's heart goes, well, I'm just coming. <You know? laughs> So this gesture, and it has become very well known in our movement. I believe Radhanath Maharaj was the first one who, at least in his Chopa, it's a typical thing in the Chopati temple, or Radha Gopina temple. They all go like
I ovo je postalo jako poznato u našem pokretu. Mislim da je Ragnat Maharaj u njihovom hramu da u Čaupati, da oni imaju taj običaj da dižu tako
nešto. I don't think it is necessary and shouldn't become like a new fashion, but sometimes when you feel like that, oh, I need the milas, then I think it is a good gesture. Today, my dear devotees, I wanted to speak to you about going back to Godhead. I believe as we go through our lives, which sometimes have the challenges for all of us, this goal becomes a little bit in the background of our mind. It is there, but we are not so conscious about it, like we are not so conscious about the many things which we carry with us, but which we don't think about.
I kako mi živimo svoje živote koji ponekad nose tako puno izazova, ta tema o povratku u pravom Bogu, ponekad nismo tako svjesni nje, nego negdje u pozadini, ona je tu, ali ne razmišljamo toliko o njoj, kao što nismo svjesni mnogi drugi stvari.
Going back to Godhead.
Vraćanje kući nazad Bogu.
Do you sometimes think about this?
Da li ponekad razmišljate o tome?
I think after a car accident we think about that.
Like,
I don't know if all of you heard, but the Zagreb devotees were in such a car accident that they can throw the car away. It was, really pain. You know, yes.
Ne znam da li ste svi čuli, ali zagrebački bakter dok su dolazili od u Sarajevo neki dan imali su jako strašnu nesreću koji auto je tako da se ne može samo baciti.
But Krishna, like many times, you know, protected the devotees whom he felt were like his little children, so he just shook them a little. Yes, after such incidents, we might think about going back to God. But otherwise, do we think about this? Or is it that in the beginning we thought about it, and in the middle we forget about it, and then when we die we again think about it?
Ili možda na početku razmišljamo o tome, u sredini ne razmišljamo o tome i tek na kraju se opet počnemo da razmišljamo.
Is it at all important for us, or is the demands of our senses and of our minds, are they more important?
Da li nam je to uopšte bitno, ili su možda zahtjevi naših umova i čula možda bitni od toga?
I think these are important questions. In a spiritual, in the philosophy of practice, or let us say, in the information of our traditional practice, there are four very important expressions.
U filozofiji i praksi, odnosno o instrukcijama koje su našoj tradiciji date u vezi sa praktikom, date su četiri važne pojente.
Sadhya.
Sadhya.
Sadhana,
sadita,
and sadhu. Do you notice they sound similar? They are very related. Sadhya means your goal. Sadhana means the practice which you adopt to reach the goal. Sadhita is what happen is when you have attained your goal. And a sadhu is someone who helps you to reach your goal. The goal, the way, the achievement, and the personality who helps.
Znači, cilj, praksa, dostizanje tog cilja I osoba koja vam pomaže u tome.
It's very important that you have a goal in your spiritual life. If you do not have a goal and it's not before your eyes, well, you may practice, but the practice will not necessarily bring you towards the goal.
Vi možete da praktikujete, ali ako nemate jasan cilj ispred vas, onda vaša praksa ne mora značiti da će vas dovesti do tog cilja.
For instance, if you chant Hare Krishna and you have material desires, Krishna might fulfill your material desires for, let us say, a position in life.
Ako recimo mantrate Hare Krishna I imate materijalne želje, Krishna će možda da ispuni vaše želje recimo za nekom pozicijom.
In other words, the spiritual force which is generated by a spiritual practice will push you where your mind is.
Drugim riječima, duhovna sila koja se pravi do vaše duhovne prakse će vas odvesti u pravcu kojem je usmjeren vaš um.
Your mind needs to be fixed on the goal. I always remember that time when I was thinking about this very much. It was when I was with Madhava Muni, a very nice devotee from Belgrade, on the Lake Palić. Palić is near Subotica. Yes.
Uvijek se sjetim ovoga jednog događaja kada sam bio sa Madhva Munijem na jezeru Palić koji se nalazi blizu Subotice.
I had terrible back pains and someone had told me if you row a boat that strengthens the muscles of the back which makes your back all right.
I tada sam imao snažne bolove u leđima I neko mi je rekao kako ako želiš da jačaš svoje mišiće I da leđa budu dobro onda bi trebalo da nastaviš.
So I said to Madhva Muni, let us go in a boat. And I will row you. You will not row me. Sit peacefully. I want to do some service. But I said, no, I will row. You have no back pains, I have. And I said, I'm the best of rowers anyways. I come from an island. And I began to become very proud with my rowing abilities. And after some time, it must have looked very foolish. I noted also the boat was going this way, then one way it went around in circles. And I remember I said to Madhva Muni, shouldn't we go somewhere? Okay, so you are in charge of the direction and you give me directions and I row. You say a little bit more levo and a little bit more desno and then we will go to the opposite side of the lake. There was some, we will go somewhere, yes.
Ja sam rekao Madhva Muni, ti ćeš sada da budeš zadužen za pravac. Daj mi upute, da li sada malo lijevo ili malo desno I željeli smo da pređemo na drugu stranu jezera.
And I was thinking about it later.
I onda sam poslije razmišljao o tome.
And it's like this in your sadhana.
Isto tako je u vašu sadhanu.
If you don't fix a goal,
ako nemate ufiksiran cilj,
and you are not aware of the goal,
I niste svjesni cilja,
you will maybe go in circles. Or zigzag, zigzag, and you will be dissatisfied. So therefore these four words are always together. Sadhya, the goal. Sadhana, the practice. Sadhita, the achievement you've reached. And a sadhu who helps us. Or sadhus in plural number.
koji vam pomaže ili sadhu i u množinu?
That sadhu, peacefully drink. That sadhu usually is giving instructions to us.
Sadhu nam obično daje instrukcije.
He's helping us in this way.
I na taj način pomaže.
And then we can that helps us to attain our goal. Now I wanted to read to you a typical meeting where an instruction took place from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It's Lord Shiva, the greatest of all Vaishnavas, who instructs Gop Kumar how to go back home, back to Godhead. It's so wonderful that I believe we should relish this morning. Lord Shiva says, it's actually very difficult to attain that spiritual world. Even Lord Brahma and liberated souls pray to attain this world, and even I pray. And then Lord Shiva says, what is necessary to go there?
Oh,
he says, only one who has completely perfected his religious duties, only one who is pure, who has finished selfish motives in his life, only such a person can achieve the mercy of Sri Hari. Yes. So you should be, you should have done your religious duties, you should be pure, you should be finished with selfish motives, and then you will get the the mercy of Sri Hari, which will bring you to the spiritual world.
Tako znači da ste trebali da završite sa svim svojim, da usavršite sve svoje religijske dužnosti, da ste čisti i da ste izbacili sve sebične motive i tek tada ćete moći da dobijete milost Harija koja će vas odvesti nazad.
So then Shiva wants to describe to Gop Kumar how just very difficult it is to get this type of mercy of Krishna, to go back home, back to Godhead.
I sada Shiva želi da objasni Gop Kumaru kako je teško dobiti tu milost koja je neophodna da se osoba vrati u duhovni svijet.
He says, if that mercy is multiplied by 100, one can attain the position of Brahma.
On kaže, kada ta milost se pomnoži sa stotinu, osoba može da dostigne položaj Brahme.
And if that is that type of mercy which brings you to Brahma Loka, up to, very high up in the universe, that is multiplied by 100 times, you can become like me. That is Lord Shiva. And if one attains 100 times more mercy from the Divine Personality of Godhead, then one can go to Vaikuntha.
Ako osoba dobije stotinu puta više milosti nego od te, onda on može da ode na Vaikuntha.
Now what do you think when you hear this?
Čemu razmišljate kada čujete?
No chance for me. So difficult. It's rarer to become a Lord Shiva than to go back home, back to Godhead. I mean, it's rarer to go back home, back to Godhead, than it is rare to become a Lord Shiva. This, you said it correctly?
No.
Oh, sorry. You said, yes.
Mnogo je rijeđe da osoba se vrati u duhovni svijet nego da postane gospodin Shiva.
And then Shiva looks at Gop Kumar, who goes like, oh, I went so far. I have left the material universe. I'm on my journey. And now I hear it's so difficult. I have no chance.
I onda je Shiva pogledao Gop Kumara, koji je tako gledao dole, govore, pa ja sam ostavio sve, došao sam tako daleko, to je tako teško, za mene nema šanse.
Gop Kumar must have looked like you looked in that movie, you know, as a reincarnation movie, where you were a poor, very poor family man who was living by selling coals. Yeah.
Like
Vedanane,
yeah.
You looked so sad and miserable on that movie. I never forget. So Gop Kumar must have felt totally discouraged. Then Lord Shiva mercifully leans forward. And he said, but you can go to the spiritual world. And then he gives reasons why. Because, first reason, you are devotee of the Lord of Mathura. A Krishna Bhakta, in other words. And you are disciple of a Brahmana, spiritual master, who's attached only to the Lord's devotional service. He doesn't want anything else.
Zato što si učenik jednog Brahmane, jednog duhovnog učitelja, koji je vezan za stopala gospodina Krišne, ni za što drugo.
And then he says, also, you are dedicated to the Lord's mantra, given by you, no, given to you by your guru.
I isto tako ti si vezan za mantru koju ti je dao tvoj guru.
And also you have faith. So, for you, no problem to go. But for me, says Shiva, not possible. It is possible for Shiva. But he is on the subjective line. You know, he thinks I'm the most fallen. He is not. He is the most exalted. Yes. So I thought this was such a wonderful instruction, which gives us direction what we should look for. If you want to go back home, back to God, you should be aware of the sadhya, of the goal, Krishna.
Ako želite da se vratite u duhovni svijet, morate biti svjesni cilja, sadhya, Krishna.
You should be a good disciple of a Brahmana, it says here, of a Brahmana who is attached only to the Lord's devotional service.
Morate biti vezani za Brahmanu koji je vezan samo za predano služenje gospodinu.
And you should have some dedication to your initiation mantras. You should feel this mantra is the most important gift in my life. And you should protect your mantra practice even more than you would protect your own little child. And you should keep your shraddha, faith, in that principle of service to Krishna. Yeah. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, today I want to speak especially from all these points. I want to speak especially about the point of being dedicated to the initiation mantras. Yes. When we have when we get our mantras through the sacred initiation, we should know we are very fortunate. It is our greatest treasure. Because it is that sadhana which brings you back to Godhead. Imagine someone wants to go and attend the devotional programs in Sarajevo. He's in Ljubljana. What is at that moment more important to him? Sarajevo or the car which will take him to Sarajevo? Not the auto put, but the auto, yes. Auto, also, yes. What is more important? I would say both are of great importance, but equally important. Without the auto, or let us say, some means of transportation, he would not come to Sarajevo to the devotional programs, because he would have to walk for maybe, I don't know, 1.5 weeks, and then it's all over.
Ja mislim da mu je u tom trenutku važnije auto ili neko drugo sredstvo prevoza od samog Sarajeva, zato što bi trebao da hoda možda sedmicu i pol i dotad bi se već sve završilo.
But also if he has no idea of, if he forgets Sarajevo, then he will maybe land in Belgrade or in Banja Luka.
Ali isto tako, ako zaboravi na Sarajevo, onda bi mogao završiti u Beogradu ili Banja Luka.
So, but I want to concentrate today, both is important. The Hare Krishna mantra is both sadhana and satya. It is both the means of obtaining the end, and is also the end himself, or Krishna. It's the most important gift in your life. Other things have to take a secondary role in comparison to this. I was reading today, or yesterday morning, something. It says, throw away yourself into the fire and you will come out with a bright self. Give what is meant to die to the fire. Give your mental concoctions to the fire. Give it to the fire of the holy name. And die. And you will come out on the other side of the fire in your spiritual body. You will anyway die. So give to death that part of you that is ordained to die. And then the eternal part of you will come out and remain. Strong words early in the morning. But this is happening if you go into the spiritual practice with attention. The Sankirtana has been compared by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a big yagya. The chanting can become a big yagya, which will burn away anything which is an obstacle to your spiritual life.
Nandranje može da bude velika vatra koja će da sprži sve neprepreke koje imate u tom duhovnom.
I'm thinking at this moment of my dear God brother Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. You know, one disciple at the end of Maharaj's stay amongst us expressed his profound sadness, "Oh Maharaj, it seems you are going to die." Maharaj said with a smile, "You're wrong, I've died already. I'm just answering to Prabhupada's loving call, who needs me somewhere else." You know, he had in the spirit of practice given up the dead things which are with us. This false ego is nothing else than a mask of a skull which is sitting on our shoulder. So obviously the talks. I was thinking this when we went on carnival and we saw these impossible masks. There was such a shocking mask that there was, you know, one of our bambini, the Lakshman, the child, and I was just taking his head and pointing it somewhere else because I thought if this little boy sees this mask of death, he will get a shock. It's not good. Lakshmanji, see? Oh yeah, hi boy. Like that. So that ego is always riding with us. Nietzsche would say, "Everywhere a dog called ego is following behind me." So give yourself fully to your spiritual practices, to your sacred mantra. The moment you make this decision to give yourself fully to the practice which you have gotten, you are entitled to go back to home, back to Godhead. Yes, you will feel so relieved when all these obstacles burn away in the proper practice of your mantra. In my initiation letter, Prabhupada promised me, "I promise you, you go back home, back to Godhead, if you chant the Hare Krishna mantra." For some time I thought, well, I think Prabhupada just loves me very much. If he would know who I am, he wouldn't say this. Then I forgot about this letter because it was stolen from my brahmachari cupboard. No, it's not there any longer, but I have read it 100 times. I know each word of it by heart. And for many years I thought, well, this is not possible, what Prabhupada said. I developed a doubt in what my spiritual master had promised to me. But then in recent years, I thought it can't be wrong what he said. He is not like this, that he just says some flattery and then it's not reality.
Prabhupada
is of whatever he said something. It was he was such a serious personality. Ooh, sometimes very serious. And later when I started to think I must improve my chanting, and when I started to write about this book, then I understood, well, chanting means something else than I did. I was chanting somehow. But then I understood, when Prabhupada speaks of chanting, he means we should avoid the offenses. And we should chant with full attention. And my dear devotees, today on this disciple meetings, I don't have such a new point to say to you. It's the same point all over again. This time I want to ask you with a smile on my face. Why don't you start chanting? It's so nice to chant. It's so nice to go back home, back to Godhead. It's much nicer than staying here. Okay, sure, he gets her camera ready. So it's so nice to go to. Who wouldn't like to go into the eternal spiritual world? Who wouldn't like to go back home, back to Godhead? And it's possible. Lord Shiva says to Gop Kumar, who's thinking, oh, I will never go back home, back to Godhead. Yes, he said, no, for you it's possible. Because you are a devotee of the Lord of Mathura. You are attached to a Brahmana who is only attached to the devotional service of the Lord. And more, you are dedicated to your mantra. Please follow the footsteps of Gop Kumar. There is a very nice book now out. It's called Sri Bhaktivinoda Vani Vaibhava. And there are some very nice verses are given, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has used to describe how the chanting can become successful. And he said, attention is the most important quality. Then he also says, what are the various definitions of inattention while chanting? Do you have enough oxygen? No. Yeah, Mahapurushika, please become the friend of all Vaishnavas. Sometimes I know when we have festivals, you are not able to sleep enough because there's so much happening and so much service. and so on. So we will serve you now with some oxygen. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, O Lord, all the anathas with which we are struggling are produced when we do not pay attention to our chanting. Imagine all the anathas which you are fighting with, attachment, lusty desires, deep developed interest to go to all the new movies in the cinema. I'm just fantasizing. All the anattas are produced when we do not pay attention to our chanting. Now this not paying attention comes from three things. Indifference is the first. I don't care. Laziness is the second. Oh, 16 rounds, I have so much to do. And noon time will also come, and then I have to take my sacred siesta. And then the next thing which I have identified is the most in Bosnia and Serbia and also Croatia, the biggest obstacle of inattention is this restlessness. Ah, boy, I have so many things to do. There seem to be 1,000 ants in my dhoti or in my zari. I'm moving. I'm driven by the ants. This is my observation, but I'm a very offensive person, so maybe it's not true. So the question is now, what is the symptom of a restless chanter? Are you ready to hear this, Kishori? No problem. Good. Those who are afflicted with restlessness try to finish their prescribed rounds as soon as possible. You know, and they jump over over beads. I really have to get this over with. So that I can really proceed to the more important things in my day. One should be extremely careful not to commit such an offense while chanting. It is confirmed by the restless telephone. I know one devotee. He gets in 1 minute 50 phone calls. He's always shaken by this. He has become the devoted servant of his mobile phone, which is always in ready to disturb his spiritual practice. So it's the question is now why and how can laziness be destroyed? Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an interesting answer how to overcome our laziness. He says, when you see a saintly person, you will see that he does not waste his time. And when you see such a character in another, you will certainly hanker after it yourself. You will think, alas! When will I... alas means ovaya. Yes, avai. Avai. When will I become fortunate enough to chant, sing and remember the holy names of the Lord like this saintly person? So when this enthusiasm to overcome your laziness is born by seeing a good example of a saintly person, then this enthusiasm in your heart will destroy your laziness. Laziness in spiritual practice can only be destroyed by enthusiasm. And this enthusiasm will bring you to remember Krishna. And then this will destroy your laziness. Now, would you also be ready to know why one becomes sometimes so indifferent to chant the holy names? Don't we all know this? That, yes, chanting is important. Thank you very much, Sachinanda Swami. I knew it before. Yes. It's nice that you are so convinced. But when will you become realistic? We have so many things to do. So many desires. Again, a lecture on chanting. Thank you very much. I came to get some inspiration here. So why do we become so indifferent? The answer is because we develop desires to accumulate wealth and enjoy the association of women or mushkatskis, name and fame. We develop desires to cheat others and to seek our own victory. And these things begin to crowd our heart. When you have so many other desires, then going back to God, it's really not on my list, at least not in the top 10 points. And very naturally you develop an indifference. So, my dear devotees, we have gone now through this part. I can see you are... Yes, when I read it... I think it's nice to know that these things can be explained. Yes, then we have some orientation and some possibility to avoid the shortfall comes and the fall downs of spiritual life. And we can finally try to become more attentive. Bhaktivinoda Thakur asks, if one chants the holy names of the Lord but his attention is elsewhere, how can such a person benefit? Such a person can chant 100,000 holy names of the Lord a day, that means 64 rounds. But because his intention is somewhere else, he will not get a drop of the taste of ecstatic love. Then Bhaktivinoda says, "Oh Lord, this problem of inattention is deeply rooted in the hearts of the materialistic devotees." My dear devotees, but we have developed a cure. In the autumn, we will rent a beautiful house on an island in the Croatian Sea. We will rent this house for all those who want to make a breakthrough in their japa practice. It's a japa retreat. The house will be right. You wake up and you can fall into the Adriatic Sea. We will make it as beautiful as possible. And for 1 week we will enter the world of chanting. And some days we will actually chant 64 rounds. But because we do it in a guided way, you will see it's the most pleasant thing you can imagine. On that day when we chant 64 rounds, we will also observe monam, silence, which is a sincere challenge to our Bosnian and Croatian and Serbian tongues.
Isto tako ćemo da praktikujemo i maunu, taj zavis šutnje, što će biti najveći izazov za naše bosanski, hrvatski i srpski jezik.
We will... yes. The jesik, huh? What is that? Yes. Oh, it sounds already so materialistic. Jesik. Jesik,
huh?
Jesik, you feel like in Moulin de Rouge in Paris. It sounds like that. We will actually practice this on the advice of the previous acharyas like Sanatana Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. For 1 week we will also eat simple food. Only at the end we will all kill you with a love feast. And Shalom saying, you know, there will be a big feast and you will taste it totally different. But we will really, because if you go on a retreat, you should live simple.
šalim se samo na kraju da smo imali neku veću gospu, ali to, ta pojenta je ta, da tokom takvog jednog retrita da smo trebali da živimo jednostavno.
We have done this already one time in the Swiss Alps. And everyone, you know, who came was shaking. Oh no, this will be too strogostiv to me, for me. There was one devotee who is known for be talking from morning till evening. And she decided, well, I will cook for the devotees. I will not chant. This is too much. And I will not be for, I can talk. Because Mona is only for the chanters. Yes. But when she saw the wonderful transformation of the devotees, when she actually saw how they were glowing with joy, even she decided to come to the next japa retreat, which is in the Swiss Alps again, in a place which is called Hari Chalet. Hari Chalet. Chalet means house in French language.
Yes.
This is Hari's house. Yes. Yes. And we have this. And I have decided to make one japa retreat. Well, the devotees want to also that we do a japa retreat for the international devotees in Vrindavan this year. Maybe it will take place. But as an attempt to sincerely serve your spiritual advancement, we have organized, we will organize this in this island.
Ali u iskrenom pokušaju da služimo vaš duhovni napredak, pokušat ćemo da to organizujemo na ovome otoku.
See, in the beginning, we condition souls. Whenever we are asked to do something which is good for us, we develop some fear.
Vidite, mi kao uslovene duše, kada god se od nas traži da uradimo nešto što je dobro za nas, mi razvijemo neki strah.
But then we enjoy it when we overcome this fear. It's like, I heard this example, you know, no one likes to sit properly because it means some activity in the back muscles, yeah. No, you are not, you are actually by nature very straight, in the, yeah.
Da, kada, recimo, kada se kaže osobi da sjedne pravilno, zato i pošto to zahtjeva neki određeni napor pležnih mišića.
We all during a lecture or when we chant, we go like. It's very bad for health and it destroys your organs.
To je jako loše za vaše zdravlje i uništava vam organe.
You get a Bosnian belly. Boskinski stomach, yes. It's not good for you. You get nervous problems in old age. But we know we should sit like this. But we don't want to do it. It's too uncomfortable. But if we do it, then we become very comfortable. Since some time, now I must admit I also did like this, but since some time I'm sincerely trying and it has helped very much. The Matajis can ask Kishori for the benefit of sitting up straight because she was a health physiotherapist, yes, a physiotherapist.
mogu da pitaju dobrobitma.
And the man can ask Nanda Dulal because he is a very intelligent man. So please do something about sitting, improving your japa. I am very serious about it. I could talk about millions of other things which would at first seem to be more interesting for you. But I have decided to talk about this, and it is my meeting. I can make the decision. Shalom say, and I'm sorry. Now I want to see if there are... Now I want to just talk about some... No, actually... do you have any questions? First, we will see, are there any questions on the subject matter of which we have discussed? Daksha has one question. Madan Gopal has another question. Srivas Prabhu, is your good name? It has another question. Okay. Maharajis don't have a question on that subject. After we have talked about this, we will talk about other subjects. Please think already. It may not be possible for all of you to talk with me at length. So if you have a relevant philosophical question, we will deal with these questions after we have talked about this subject. So Daksha Prabhu, what is the question?
Just haven't understood properly. Is that indifference, laziness and restlessness producing inattentive chanting, mm-hmm. or it's...
Is it? Have you understood Daksha's question? No. He is asking, are these three factors, indifference, laziness, and restlessness, producing inattention while chanting? Or are they part of inattention? Or how do they relate to inattention?
Or is it vice versa?
Brings about these things, yeah.
Dakle, pitanje je bilo to da li ove tri stvari koje su nabrali, znači indiferentnost, lenost i nemir, da li su one, da li one stvaraju nepažljivo mantranje ili nepažljivo mantranje dovodi do njih?
A very good question by Daksha Prabhu.
In
the text from Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that inattention, he says, the exalted devotees have defined inattention as indifference, laziness, and restlessness.
U jednom dijelu iz Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže kako sve te osobe su opisale nepažnju kao ljenost, nemir i indiferentnost.
In other words, inattention is composed of these three factors.
Drugim riječima, nepažnja se sastoji od ova tri faktora.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes a very strategic approach to overcoming inattention. Then that's why he analyzes what it is. When do you take a strategic approach to a problem? I think Besa would be able to tell us things on this because she is interested in learning management. When there is a problem which you have to solve, you will split it up in the different components of the problems. Let me give you a very simple example from your own lives. Your writing desk is a mess.
Vaš sto za pisanje je u potpunom neredu.
A mess?
Nered.
Yeah, it's really in this Swiss, the German, you would say ein Sturm. Sturm. Yes. Yeah, it's really a chaos, you're writing this. And you begin to understand, I can't continue to work like this with such a writing desk. I have to make an expedition for 1 hour to find my writing pen in this mess. So then you will think, well, okay, it's a mess. Now, I want to put order into here. And then you begin to analyze your writing desk. There are so many books lying around.
Okay.
Then there is some wax from the candle which goes over the desk. Melted wax. And oh no! There's half an eaten pizza. So you develop an understanding. What are these different? What is the mess composed of? Because then only you can develop a strategy to put order in the mess. You put the books on the bookshelf. You give the 1 month old half eaten pizza to the many devotees in animal forms. The writing pens go in one part of the table. And most of the papers go in the waste paper box. And all of a sudden is a sattvic writing desk. I want to say I learned this from Kishori. Because she has a she lives with an atom bomb explosion husband together. And after Kishori was unsuccessful to train him in the basic concepts of order, she has developed systems how to put order. And she has developed incredible systems of putting order, which I have personally witnessed because I'm also an atom bomb chaos maker. And for her, you can look at the room which Marayanti gave me. It is unrecognizable by now.
Kishori razvila nevjerovatne sisteme za uvođenje reda i ja sam se lično uvjerila u to zato što sam i sam takav da pravim taj haos koji nalikuje eksploziji atomske bombe. I ako sad pogledate u sobu koju mi Marijanti dala, nećete uopšte prepoznati.
If Gorahari wouldn't sometimes take mercy on me, I wouldn't be able to enter the rooms in which I live from all the... Because I do so much, I read so much, and I just don't have the mind. Where does this go? Where does that go? You know. Yeah. So when you want to deal with inattention, you have to deal with the categories of inattention separately.
onda trebate da se bavite sa određenim dijelovima prije pažnje i sa svakim
pojedinim. Devotee comes and says, I can't pay attention to the mantra. Why not? Well, you have material desires in your heart and that has created an indifference. You are not enthusiastic because you don't have good association, therefore you are lazy in your spiritual life.
Neentuzijastičan si zato što nemaš dobro društvo i zbog toga si lijen u svom duhovnom životu.
Indifference, laziness, and restlessness. And you make too many plans for your small life.
I praviš previše planova za svoj mali život.
They drive you restless. And then if you... Then when you deal with these different points, all of a sudden your chanting goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, wow, what happened to me? On the Japa retreat, we cure these problems. It's like a hospital, you know, we cured with nice oil massage, good steam bath, fango or mud packages. We cure you from this terrible disease called inattention. Diet, dobro diet. Krishna. Thank you. But of course, Daksha, it also says that when you chant inattentively, that itself creates other anattas also. It works vice versa. Inattention will create more inattention. Prabhupada said, what is the result of chanting? Prabhupada said, more chanting, you will chant more. Madan Gopal. Ritsi?
About understanding, right, understanding enthusiasm. Because I'm not sure that I
Yes, please.
Moje pitanje vezi sa entuzijazmom, koje je pravilno razumijevanje toga, pošto nisam baš sigurna da pravilno shvatam što je entuzijazam.
It's very nice that you asked this question, Madan Gopal, because sometimes we have mistaken the mode of passion to be enthusiasm, and we always wondered that after some time we were burned out.
Jako dobro što si postavio ovo pitanje, Madan Gopal, vezi sa entuzijazmom, zato što jako često se desi da pogrešno ga shvatimo i da ga zamijenimo sa gunom strasti, da smo posle nekog vremena skruženi toga.
If you look at the language roots of the word enthusiasm, it comes from the Latin in, or the Greek, in theos, in God.
Ako posmatrate sam korijen ove riječi entuzijazam, ona leži u grčkom jeziku in theos, što znači u Bogu.
When you live in God, you are enthusiastic.
Kada živite u Bogu, onda ste entuzijastični.
I have personally seen in my spiritual life that my enthusiasm comes from chanting and thinking of Krishna and reading about Krishna.
I u svom sam ličnom duhovnom životu vidio kako moj entuzijazam dolazi od mantranja, od pjevanja, od slušanja, od Krišnje.
And I have seen when I neglect these practices because I have so much preaching to do, then I tend to become burnt out by the different challenges of a preacher.
I kada sam vidio da zbog mnogo službe koju inače radim, propovijedam, kada zanemarim ove djelatnosti, onda nakon nekog vremena se desi da me to sve tako sprži.
For instance, when you dance in kirtan.
Naprimjer, kada plešete u kirtan.
I have noted if you dance because you think of Krishna and how to give pleasure to Krishna and Lord Nityananda, you dance, can dance for hours and you just, it doesn't end your enthusiasm.
Primijetio sam da ako plešete za zadovoljstvo Krišne i gospodina Nityanande i mislite na to kako da njima pričnite zadovoljstvo, možete bez problema da plešete satima.
But if you are not in Krishna when you dance, then after some time you I'm an old man now. I can't dance any longer.
Ali kada niste u Krišni, onda nakon nekog vremena se desiti, ja sam star čovjek, ne mogu više da plešem.
Yes. Sometimes in the old days we have told we have made this mistake maybe by fixing up very high goals.
Prije nekad možda smo pravili tu grešku kad smo jako visoko postavljali svoje ciljeve,
which we wanted to attain.
Koje smo zaista željeli da dostignemo.
And we did this with the passionate energy of youth.
I to smo radili sa strastvenom energijom.
But you know that if you don't become mature in your spiritual life and know that you need to go to the sources, the spiritual sources of enthusiasm, your enthusiasm will bring you misery.
Ali ako ne sazrimo,
this passionate effort will bring you misery.
Ali ako ne sazrimo svom duhovnom životu i ako ne shvatimo da moramo da odemo do duhovnih korijena tog entuzijazma, onda će taj strastveni način pristupa će
Whatever you do in the mode of passion, it is short lasting.
Što god da uradite u mode strasti, sve je to kratko trajno.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the very important question, Madam Gopal. Shivas Prabhu?
Maharaj rekao da ako ne možemo biti pažljivi dva sata tokom praktikovanja svoje japa meditacije, pošto možemo biti pažljivi tokom čitavog dana, pošto tokom čitavog života.
He said that you said yesterday that if we cannot be attentive while chanting mm-hmm. 2 hours, then how can we be attentive during the rest of the day?
Znamo da se nepažljivo mantranje naziva pramadom i potpunim ludilom. Nekog dozivamo, a ne pustimo ga da uđe.
And we know that this inattentive chanting is called pramada or complete madness because we are calling to someone and we don't let them in.
I šta je lek, da li je to da svakog dana pronađemo nekog baštinca koji možemo mantrati i zašto to bakte ne vole da radi? Mislim na zajedničku mantru.
And what is the cure? Should we find every day some devotee who chant with us? And why do devotees don't like to do it, to chant together?
Mm-hmm. I would thank you very much, Shivas Prabhu, for this important question. I would like to recommend you to isolate in your life these three areas where restlessness, indifference and laziness.
Želio bih ti preporučiti da u svom životu izdvojiš ove tri stvari. To su nemir, ljenost i indiferentnost.
Yes, and you can deal with these issues one by one.
I možeš se početi baviti sa svim tim sve te tri stvari jednu po jednu.
It's almost like a man who feels unwell.
To je isto poput osobe koja se ne osjeća dobro.
And he just feels unwell and he wants to become well. Then he will break down this unwellness and find out, well, a weak digestion is there, that's why I can't, why I develop so much poisons in my body.
I onda će vam da to razloži, onda će shvatiti moja ishrana nije baš dobra i to kreira tako puno toksina.
I have a virus infection which I need to take care of.
Imam virusnu infekciju sa kojom se moram pozabaviti.
Yes, and a broken toe. So I must now take care of these areas to feel well again. So in the same way we have to go in our japa reform. If you want to make a japa reform, it is much easier if there is someone who trains you how to do good japa. And that's the idea why we do japa retreats. I want to organize many all over the world for as a service to the devotees.
No,
Jashvi, you will hear this. I'm a gentleman. I try to become a gentleman at least. How can I step on your chatter which you will put on your head? It's all right. I'm fully situated. This is much more healthy to sit like this. So you might like to go on in such a situation where there are serious devotees who all work on the same thing, and it really helps a lot. As far as chanting together in groups, I think it will work if you organize it nicely. Householder devotees in Switzerland my disciples in Switzerland have developed something very, very nice. They work, they do kindergarten or they work as computer designers and I'm thinking of Ananta Chaitanya. What is he actually? A web page designer. And another couple takes care of a restaurant called Govinda in Zurich. And another couple lives there who's busy all day with a child and the Vastu consulting thing. And another is there who has a big, who has a firm for getting people work, and they noticed when we are in our home, it's very difficult to chant our japa. Yes, so many things. Yes, Yes, so they all come together in the morning in one house where there's a room with Tulasi Devi. And then they chant there together. They don't talk during that time to each other in the room, that no one is disturbed. And if someone is tired, he will not walk in front of all of them, that the others who sit are just becoming totally nervous. I was in the Ljubljana temple, for instance, and there was a choice: will I chant in my room or in the temple room? Now, I know it would be nice if I chant in the temple room to inspire the devotees. They really like that an older devotee is there. But the temple room in Ljubljana is when you walk, it goes a creak, 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 creak. It makes this sound because it has this floor, this parquet floor, which is 1 million years old, and it goes like it makes such a sound that it sounds like the Serbian army attacking Ljubljana.
Pod u hramskoj prostoriji u Ljubljanskom hramu je napravljen od parketa i star je oko milion godina i zvuči i onako škripi dok se hoda i zvuči isto kao da srpska vojska napada Ljubljana.
And the other day I was standing there with Bali Sat Achar.
I jedan dan sam tamo mantrao sa Bali Sat Achar.
And then there was particularly one devotee who always went just, I was sitting here and he was running. And I said to the devotees, my dear devotee, I request you, continue to walk, but for just 30 seconds, don't chant and just listen to, if you hear something.
Bakto, ti samo nastavi da hodaš, ali 30 sekundi nemoj mantrati i samo mi reci da li nešto čuješ.
So after 30 seconds, I asked him, did you hear something?
Nakon 30 sekundi sam ga upitao, jesam nešto čuo.
And with a blissful smile, he looked at me and said, yes, Maharaj, I heard the other devotees chanting, thank you so much for pointing this out to me.
Sekundi, on je rekao, ostao onako blaženim, svjetljećim licem, o, Maharaj,
you have saved my spiritual life by pointing out the benefit of listening to other devotees. They said, no, Prabhu, you should hear your own chanting when you do japa. But don't you hear what sound your feet make? I feel like jumping out of the window. I'm so nervous now from this sound. But Maharaj, everyone does this here. Then I decided, thank you, next morning I will chant in my room. Anyways, next time I visit, I will try again. It's certainly my own oversensitivity which is there. But anyways, yes. So if you create a nice situation, Shivas Prabhu, then devotees will like to come. Also, you should not chant too loud if you are in the habit of chanting that, you know, something. We are sometimes getting the first prize for insensitivity. And that is the reason why sometimes devotees don't wish to be in our association, don't wish to come together, because they know he will pour a glass of water over me when he tries to eat his prasadam, and you know. I'm obviously exaggerating very greatly, but you know the idea which I want to express. So, are there now other questions? Nanda Gopal, Nanda Dulal, Ojashvi, Tadgata. Oh, you learn from Matsyavata space-time conceptions, yes. How nicely said, yes.
And when we think of going back to Godhead, then we think of going somewhere, like going somewhere in this world.
So yeah.
We must go somewhere. But we hear also that that conception that we have here in this material world actually does not exist in the spiritual world. There's no time it exists here.
Yes.
Shall we think then that this going back to Godhead should happen really in the present, or is it too unrealistic, or how one saintly person thinks of going back to Godhead, or how should we think? Navikli smo da razmišljamo u određenim prostorno-vremenskim, da kažem, koncepcijama, znači da imamo određenu koncepciju o vremenu i prostoru. Znači ako razmišljamo o odlasku u duhovni svet, to bi onda bi mi odlično pomislili, znači ne bi treba da idemo kao kad bi odlično negdje u ovom svetu, znači iz jednog mjesta u drugo. Ali u isto vrijeme čujemo da u duhovnom svijetu ne postoji ta razlika, znači ne postoji vrijeme kao što postoji ovdje. I onda sad moje pitanje je da li o odlasku u duhovni svijet treba da razmišljamo kao o tome da to treba da se desi, znači u sadašnjosti, ili je to nerealno, ili kako uopšte mi treba da posmatramo tu ideju o odlasku u duhovni svijet?
I would like to try to answer your question. On two levels. One, in regards to the space-time concept. And the second level is the devotional attitude of a devotee who thinks of going back to Godhead. Nanda Dulal, one of the greatest realizations for me about Krishna conscious philosophy was when Prabhupada was asked, how does Krishna look like?
Jedna od mojih najvećih realizacija u svjesnosti Krišne je bila kada je išlo Prabhupada postavljeno pitanje kako izgleda Krišna.
For an answer he pointed at a picture of Krishna and then said, and when you see him you will see he looks totally different.
Jednom prilikom kada je odgovarao na to pitanje, on je pokazao mu sliku i rekao je, kada ga vidite, vidjet ćete da izgleda potpuno drugačije.
Yes, he looks like the picture. But the experience of seeing Krishna is totally different, and you cannot almost compare it with the experience of seeing the picture. It's also very difficult to describe how it is to look at Krishna.
Isto tako je jako teško opisati kako izgleda gledati Krišna.
Because here the Upanishads are right. He's beyond the power of the words to express.
Zato što su ovdje Upanishade u pravu, on je izvan svih
riječi. Because as you have rightly pointed out, words carry concepts of this limited space and not of the unlimited spirit.